prophetically, we know that ultimately God purposed that Christ should go to those Gentile nations through the preaching of the gospel. That's what he said, to remain in Jerusalem after he ascended on high. And that when the Spirit would be poured out, it would begin in Jerusalem, and then in Samaria, and then the uttermost parts of the world. So here they are puzzled again by the words of our Lord, as most people are unless they're taught of the Spirit. And they said in verse 36, what manner of saying is this? Now you can see in our translation, manner of is in italic, so it wasn't literally in the original text. You could read it, what saying is this? There are times when you read about our Lord's teaching where they said, this is a hard saying. That's the sense here. What saying is this that he said, he shall seek me and shall not find me? See, that's an offense to man. That's an offense to man's intellect. That's an offense to man's determination or self-determination. We hear a lot of preaching today about man's supposed free will, that it's all up to man. No. But you can see how they were already offended by such a doctrine, by such a teaching. What kind of saying is this? What hard saying is this? That's how they were finding it. That he should say, ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. Do you notice something about this particular question? The Lord never answered it. There are many questions that remain unanswered, especially when they're not asked, because the Spirit of God is causing a sinner to cry out unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking of some that were apostate among the Jews, had no interest even in the work of God or the temple or the sacrifice. They sought their own honor and fame, and so many shall cleave to them with flatteries. In other words, they would pretend to line up with these sons of Maccabees, the sons of Mattathias, the Maccabees, but it was only for their own glory. It wasn't because they shared the same persuasion as these. And so, verse 35, some of them of understanding shall fall. Here we see that those that understood, in other words, just like Daniel, they could see God's hand and all that was taking place, and yet they would suffer persecution. Notice how it's put there in verse 35. To try them, to purge, and to make them white even to the time of the end. There again, when you see that time of the end, and it says there, because it is yet for a time appointed, don't think of end times, but the time of the end of this particular era. That God purposed that it should not go on forever, and that even Antiochus Epiphanes, with all the power that was given him by God to wreak havoc upon the children of Israel, even at this time, yet it was to an appointed end. But the Lord purposed, really, the word that's used there, to try. This is God who... It's the word that's used for precious metal that's refined by fire. And to purge, that means to separate out what's the Lord's and what isn't. They're not all Israel that are of Israel. To make white. This is a description of what it is to purify.